I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's get into the big talking point of the day. And that is a playground in Melbourne, which has banned junk food.
And this is not a school playground. You know, we've had reports of this happening before on school premises, but this has actually happened in South Melbourne at the Skinner Adventure Playground. So it's a public park.
Well, it's not actually. It's a playground that's been set up as for public housing residents to enter. So it's not actually your conventional park. It's quite a sophisticated thing. They have staff on site. They get involved in activities and the like. So it's not just a playground, but that's what it is, essentially. That's
what it is. They sit around and sing Kumbaya or something to the kids.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Well, they probably do that and bore them witless because they've declared it a junk food free zone.
Yes, they have. They've said, and I'll quote from what they say, it's a junk free zone. All sweet, fatty or fast food or drink is banned from the playground, must be consumed before entering. If you'd like your food or drink put away for you while you're there, please see a staff member. So it's a staffed adventure playground that they've set up for the local kids. And there are a lot of people today saying this is not the way to go, including Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg, who's probably Australia's best known adolescent psychologist. He's on the line with us now. Michael Carr-Gregg, good morning.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
And to you.
Michael, thanks for joining us. You probably joined with the 99% of us who'd say this is an outrage.
Oh, look, I just think it's the council shooting themselves in the foot. When you were a kid, did you actually take food to a playground with you? I didn't. I can't imagine, first of all, why you'd do that. Secondly, surely we want kids to exercise. Banning them from a place where they can play and exercise doesn't make any sense at all. And I think they are shooting themselves in the foot and possibly reloading.
Isn't this one of those really obvious things where it comes down to parental responsibility about what kids eat?
Of course. And what this does, of course, is our parents aren't capable of doing this. I love parental responsibility. I mean, we need to get kids involved in choosing and preparing healthy foods for meals. We need to teach them about healthy food and making good choices. I think what this is draconian, it's ill thought out, and it's not going to achieve what it is that it's set out to achieve.
As a parent, have you allowed your kids to have junk food?
Of course, on special occasions, we always used to go to a well-known fast food restaurant for a treat, particularly for birthdays when they were little. And there's nothing wrong with an occasional splurge. Every day, clearly, that's not appropriate. But what we have to do is create, I think, carrots rather than sticks. We need to educate parents. We need to give them incentives for doing the right thing rather than penalising kids for doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, I don't want to try and introduce too much context into this, but from what I can understand, this council has, they say they've got 50 playgrounds where you can take anything you like in there. This is actually an organised place where they run programs and they have staff on site. So it's not just a conventional playground with swings where you turn up. It's actually something that's organised, and they're saying
it's a playground funded by ratepayers.
Yeah, but it's got staff on site and it's got activities that they organise for the locals.
What are the staff
saying? Don't bring junk
something?
Food with you.
Well, it's still outrageous.
Do you know much about how this operates, Michael, this place?
You've described it exactly. And apparently they also hand out things like potatoes and fresh fruit to kids when they're there.
They hand out what? What do they hand out?
Potatoes.
Potatoes!
And fresh fruit to the people who rock up. Look, there's a certain number of people who are going to be attracted to this type of place and go for it. Good on them. But I just don't think is going to catch on. And I do think it actually takes away some parental responsibility, which is the serious part of this. And I don't think that's a good idea at all.
But isn't the whole show designed to deal with kids in local public housing where perhaps their nutrition isn't all that good? And they go along, they get involved in these activities, it's staffed, and they're told, if you've got junk food, we'll keep it for you. You can have it when you finish up, but we don't want you having it inside.
Yeah, my fear would be that the moment they start making rules and regulations about that, either the kids won't want to come back and they'll make it difficult for their parents. That's my issue.
Oh, Michael, I reckon there are kids queuing up all around Melbourne now that they hear that they give away a spud. They'd be queuing up. They'd be on their trikes and skateboards now wanting to go to this playground.
I'm heading down there now.
Are you? Very good.
Get us one, will you, while you're there?
Very good.
A spud. My God.
Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg there, adolescents. I just looked, the website looks fantastic. The activities they have in there look amazing.
Is it too early in the year to officially declare that the world's gone crazy?
No, I don't think they've gone crazy at all.
Oh, please.
I don't think they've gone crazy. What, so do schools prevent, do schools say if you want to bring Maccas in
the
morning?
It's not a school, it's a playground funded by ratepayers.
It's a place where they've set up.
If a kid wants to eat a hamburger on the slide, let him.
They can do it in any of the other normal playgrounds. This is not a playground.
They can't travel to the other playgrounds. You just mentioned they're in public housing, John. It's pretty condescending, isn't it?
There's a playground around the corner. This is not actually a playground. It is set up for the specific purpose of providing these activities with staff on site.
So patronising and condescending because they live in public housing.
All right.
They wouldn't be doing it in the eastern suburbs, would they?
No. All right, let's remove all the facts from the thing and just reduce it to your one-dimensional talkback radio. They've got to get out of our lives.
Well, they do. They do.
It's an outrage.
And it needs to be fixed.